building a company from nothing is freaking hard. Us entrepreneurs are expected to deal with unimaginable challenges and somehow keep a cool head through it all. This is The Art of Entrepreneurship, and I'm your host, Jackie Hermes. I grew my company, Excelity, from 0 to 7 figures with no partners and no funding. The Art of Entrepreneurship is a show where we cut through the BS and dig into what it actually takes to start and grow a company. If you give me your time, I promise it won't be wasted. Now let's get to work.
Good morning or afternoon or whatever time it is when you are listening to this, and welcome back to The Art of Entrepreneurship. Wanted to just give you a short little tidbit rant on something that I've been thinking about lately. You don't have to earn doing something nice for yourself. I think a lot of people feel like you do, like you have to earn even buying something for yourself, or you have to earn free time, or you have to earn rest. I know that I feel like this, and I have conversations with other people that feel like this too, and it's deeply ingrained in a lot of people, which I think comes from the way that we are raised. I think for women, this is just deeply within a lot of us. You don't have to earn the ability to buy something nice for yourself. Like, for example, it's summer. From working out, my body has changed over the last couple of years, but for some reason, I refuse to buy myself new clothes. Or when I do, I won't really spend money on it. I sure will take the kids shopping and I'll buy them stuff. And heck, they even have nicer clothes than I do. And when we go shopping, I'll say, I'm going to take some time and look for myself today. But then I'll personal shop for one of the kids, and then I'll find myself personal shopping for the other one. And I'll say, oh, hey, Ryan, I saw this and this, and this might be nice for you. And I love doing that, right? It brings me joy helping everyone pick out stuff that's stylish and nice and whatnot. So, you know, that is like something that I find fun and is a source of pleasure for me anyway. But then by the end, I'm like, I'm good. I don't really need to pick anything out. I'll go another time when I can just go by myself and spend some real time doing it. But that's code for I'm not actually going to do it. And then I might go and look online and spend a whole bunch of time picking stuff out that I'm never going to order because I feel bad spending money on myself. Same thing with just sitting on the couch and relaxing. There's no resting. The computer is open in front of you. Or if you're sitting on your phone, you're not really just flipping through, I don't know, looking at things. You have to be reading the news or doing Duolingo. I mean, maybe I'm not talking about you, but I certainly am talking about me. It feels like we have to be productive at all times and that we have to earn rest, relaxation, giving things to ourselves that might even be kind of the basics, right? Like clothes that fit. I'm here to tell you, and I'm here to tell myself, you don't have to earn it. We work hard every day. We all work to make a living and we provide for others around us. We are great people. I know the people that are listening today are wonderful people that are working to improve themselves, and we deserve really whatever we want to do for ourselves. And we can put ourselves first. Even when we have kids, even when we have spouses, even when we have businesses, no matter who is depending on you and no matter who you feel like you need to put above yourself, your own well-being and your own needs, you can put yourself first. I know it feels selfish. It feels selfish to me too. And I have to tell myself this all the time. It is something that I'm relearning constantly. And you can tell I'm relearning it right now. And I suspect that many of you are too. So I just wanted to come and talk to you about this today. I hope that that resonated for you. And if you got value out of today's podcast, post it on social, tag me, or share this with one person that needs this message. Probably a lot of people in your life do. Probably a lot of the women in your life really do. It is so deeply ingrained in a lot of us. Thank you so much, and I'll talk to you next time.